Well, generally, we talk about August being one of our hottest months of the year, and on the political front, it certainly might be that way if agriculture gets its way. Even though Congress is on its August recess, the American Farm Bureau Federation is leading an effort to turn up the heat. That means, according to Dale Moore, they make the message clear to their elected officials while they're home for this recess that it's important for them to address some key agricultural issues.
As we look at particularly three of our key issues, the Farm Bill, agriculture, labor, and waterways improvement, we've seen the progress, but we've encountered those political speed bumps on further progress. And frankly, our farmers and ranchers are getting frustrated.
Moore said agriculture feels it's time for Congress to move on all three of these key issues, especially on the Farm Bill, where the clock is ticking and the current extension will expire at the end of September. He said it's time to pass a long-term Farm Bill.
It's not just about the commodity programs. It covers conservation, rural development, nutrition, a number of other issues. It expires at the end of September. No congressional activity, at least on the legislative front, during August. We come back after Labor Day. We've got, two, 3 weeks at most in September to get a bill done. Getting a farm bill done is important simply for the certainty it provides to producers.
And he said immigration reform is another issue that needs to be addressed now.
It is the need for agriculture to have sufficient labor force to meet its work needs, whether it's harvesting seasonal crops, particularly fruits and vegetables, or year-round assistance, particularly on dairy and some of the poultry enterprises. They need those workers, and unfortunately, the domestic workforce is either not available to them or they're simply not interested in taking those jobs.
And Moore said the frustration is really building when it comes to improving the locks and dam system.
When you take a look at the goods and services that are important to agriculture, 60% of the corn supply moves to end-use destinations, whether it's an export market or a processing facility, on river transportation. Some of the locks and dams that make the river transportation work haven't seen an upgrade in 40, 50, 60, some of them almost 100 years.
So Moore said this is the message he's going to be sharing with his elected officials, and he has a feeling farmers from throughout the country will be doing the same.
I need you to go back to Washington and let folks know that we're tired of this. We're frustrated with the political process that seems to get tangled up on things that impede the progress for three of our priority issues, all to be tied up. It's time that you feel the heat that we're feeling. We want you to share that heat when you go back to Washington.
Well, turning our attention to where we stand on the dairy front, we see that AA butter did gain a penny on Friday to $1.44 a pound. Barrels gain a penny and a quarter to 177 and one quarter of a cent per pound, while blocks remain at 177 and one half cent per pound. Class 3 prices generally lower, as we have August at 1787, September off 12 at 1840, November down 2 to 1778, and December now at 1720. Prices lower on the Board of Trade. September corn off 11.5 at 476 and one quarter of a cent per bushel. December down 3.25 to 463 and one quarter of a cent. Beans for August off 26 and three quarters at 1332 and three quarters of a cent. November down to 1181 and one quarter of a cent, while September wheat was up 2.5 to 660 and one half cent per bushel. Livestock out of equity, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers to $1.18, Holstein steers 96 to 108. Slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 77 to as much as 95. Most of the slaughter cows, 60 to 76. Replacement bull calves, 50 to 125. Heifer calves, 60 to 115. Barrels and gilts, 58 to 69. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 45 to 60. Feeder lambs, they're at 105 and down. Market lambs, 114 and down. And that is your lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.